This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. It can be tough to study robotics if you don't have access to expensive machines. But now anyone, anywhere in the world, can sign up to watch robots in Atlanta, Georgia, and control them remotely by computer. The idea is to help scientists collaborate on research and give students access for their studies. WABE Tisneen Chama takes us to the shiny new lab at Georgia Tech.
Dozens of robots are sitting on what looks like a large air hockey table in the Robotarium, an open robotics lab. A few fly overhead. Each robot is about 2 inches tall. They each have a Wi-Fi chip on top and small rubber wheels on the bottom. They're known as swarm robots.
Swarm robotics is the challenge of controlling a large number of robots without a central computer.
That's Georgia Tech's Sean Wilson. He says the idea is to mimic how animals, like honeybees and flocking birds, move together. The lab's inventor, Magnus Egerstedt, says it's designed to help students and scientists work with robots, even if they live far from this lab in Atlanta.
We've had biologists that are interested in social insects test their ideas. Traffic engineers who are looking at traffic congestion. People that are studying social interactions on Facebook test their algorithms for social dynamics.
The lab costs Georgia Tech $2.5 million. The program's funded by the National Science Foundation and Office of Naval Research. Renna Brown is a former public school teacher in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She visited the Robotarium recently and says she was like
a kid in a candy shop.
Brown now works as a consultant with mostly low-income schools and says the open-access robotics lab is a game-changer for students.
It gives them the opportunity to say, this is really something in terms of a form of technology that I can do.
Anyone can upload code and watch the robots interact through a live feed. Since it opened this fall, Georgia Tech's Sean Wilson says more than 60 scientists and school kids from Brazil to Pakistan have remotely controlled the robots. But what if it's hacked? The researchers say they've thought about that. There's a virtual barrier around the drones, and the lab tests all code people upload to block out viruses. In Atlanta, I'm Tisneem Chama for Marketplace.